Okay, today is Daf Yud Ches. We're on the bottom of Yud Zayin. We're actually going to go back for a few lines to get back into the groove. Today we'll learn Refuah Shleima, Shimon Tziv ben Peril, Mordechai ben Malia, Moshe Shmuel ben Bas Yabela, and Avigal Bas Esther Malta. So yesterday, Rav Ashi asked a kasha. He asked a kasha on the fourth line of Amud Beis, on top. His kasha was, if you have a nazir in the Beis HaKvaros, right? He's a nazir, and he establishes naziris, he declares naziris, while he's in the Beis HaKvaros. Right? So it doesn't start till he becomes tar, which is going to be a minimum of 7 days. Does he have to take a haircut at the end of those 7 days? That's the kasha. That was the kasha that Rav Ashi wanted to know. So, let's go back to the Tashma, the last Tashma we were doing.
Everybody's minded that they do not bring a carpet, right?
Well, yes. Yes.
Why didn't they say the same thing with the Galea?
So, what?
Why shouldn't they say the same thing when you have to take a haircut?
When you have to?
Take a haircut.
So that's what we're going to, so that was his question. So, I know we're going to be going back a lot, but I really think we should. So,
how far?
Tashma. Ein li ela yimei tumaso, she ein ol lo min aminyan. Right? So, when someone says yimei tumaso, what does it mean yimei tumaso? Right? That when a nazir is tamei, it doesn't count for his naziris. You can't be tamei and be a nazir at the same time, that's impossible. Right? Yimei chaluto minayin. How do you know the yimei chaluto of a nazir who's a mitzora? Also, those days don't count. They don't count, right? V'dinu, it's a kal v'chomer. Ma yimei tumasa migalech maybe karvan. When a guy is tamei, when a guy finishes his tuma, he has to take a haircut and bring karbanos and then start over. Af yimei chaluto nam also migalech maybe karvan. Also has to take a hair. It's a different kind of shaving. Right, but it also still has to do it.
Right,
shave the whole body, though. Right, but it's the head too. And he has to be a carbon. Ma yimei tumaso. Right? Ain't all of an aminion. Af yimei chuluto ain't all of an aminion. So what do you see? Clearly. Right? So the Gemara says low. Ima marti yimei tumaso. You know why that's true by yimei tumaso? Why what's true? Why you have to start over and you have to shave your head and bring karbanos? Because you undo the first whatever you count till you have to undo it. Lefikach, therefore, ain't olam in a minute. It doesn't count. Tomar b'yimei chiluto sheinu vatel zakodman. It doesn't undo the count. What we said yesterday: if a guy becomes a nazir and he's counted another for 60 days, after 25 days, 30 days, he becomes a mitzorah. Those days he counted are in the bank. Right? Now, when does the count resume? When he gets out of the mitzaras. Lefikach olam in the minyan. Maybe that's why it would be part of the count. That's why it doesn't. But I have a reason to say why it should. Amarta, no. Ma nazir bekever. When a nazir, this is what we got stuck yesterday. Ma nazir bekever. When a nazir is in the cemetery, right? Shesairo ro'ui litaglachas. Right?
It's ripe for shaving.
The ain't in, yet it doesn't count. So yimei chaluto. When a guy's yimei chaluto, she'ain royal litaglachas. Where it's not ripe for counting. Why is it not ripe for counting? Why is it not ripe for haircuts? Right? Because it's only, thank you, because it's only going to be a haircut for Taras, not for Nazir. Lo kol shkein shein olam in yaminin. So for sure it shouldn't count.
For Naziris.
For Naziris. My la.
This is all of a sudden put on hold. It's put on hold. Why should it count? I don't know.
Why should it?
Yeah, why should it count?
Because what's that? We're trying to learn out. That's only by Naziris, by Tumah, that's why it doesn't count. But by here, maybe it should. What?
Why
not?
Because Naziris stopped.
So the Gemara is just trying to go back and forth. What's the story? So my love, Taglachas Tumah? You're talking about Taglachas Tumah? Lo, Taglachas Tahira. No, I'm talking about Taglachas Tahira Right? What that means is as follows. A nazir in the cemetery, right? A nazir in a cemetery. Does he have to shave his hair? If the guy declares nazirus in a cemetery, does he have to shave? Well, that was Rashi's question. That was Rashi's question. That was his question to start off with. However, there's no question about it that the days don't count. That's for sure no question. Guy's in a cemetery. So you make chaluto of a mitzorah who cannot...
You're saying the guy spent multiple days in a cemetery.
He declares his nazir is in a cemetery.
Right, and he spent a couple...
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That was Rashi's question. Can he be a nazir in the cemetery? No, you can't. Yeah. So you have to wait 7 days. You have to wait 7 days. Right. At the end of the 7 days, you have to shave your head?
Yes.
We don't know. That was a Rashi's question. Right. We don't know. But I'll tell you what we do know. A guy that's a Torah, also waiting 7 days, he will shave his head.
Right.
Because of Tzaras.
Right.
Right? So shouldn't it be for sure that these days should not count toward his Naziris? No question about it. Now up to Hachiran and Stavra. That makes a lot of sense. Disalka Daitach Taglachas Tumma, because if you think that we're talking about Taglachas Tumma, you make Chiluto Lo Boy Tag Milo Boy Taglachas, doesn't you make Chiluto require shaving, as Tosfos says on top, but so if you make Chiluto at the end of it, the Chiv, the Chive, Tamatiris, Begadav, the Galechas, Kol Saro. Aval taglachas de tahira less baby mitzora. There's no such thing as a taglachas for mitzora for tuma for tahira. The gam taglachas shnia shemagalech acha yemei sipuro mitoch tuma hu magalech. Shegam yemei sipuro metame adam b'mage. A mitzora is always tame till the last minute, right? If you touch a mitzora until the last minute, he's tame. So therefore what? So therefore, I think the Gemara is saying now that we must be talking about some taglachas to become tahar. I'm not 100% sure what that means. To be honest with you, I'm a little confused here. So, and the Gemara says no, lo taglachas de naziris katani. We're talking about taglachas de naziris, which, by the way, there is no such thing by a nazir, by a mitzora. Therefore, Rav Ashi had a kasha. What was Rav Ashi's kasha? Does a nazir shave at the end of 7 days when he declares naziris in a cemetery? That was the kasha that he had. We tried to bring our whole raya here from Tzaras. It's not a raya. You know why? Because however much you want to compare them and tell me, well, a guy declares naziris in a cemetery, his head count is put on hold, so too a mitzora's count is put on hold. You can't compare them. You know why? Because the mitzora has nothing to do with naziris. Happens to be the guy's also a nazir, yeah, his count's gonna be in abeyance. That is true. But all his shaving is because of Tzaras, not because of naziris. So it's not a raya at all, we don't have an answer. That much I do know. Okay? Tashma. It says in the Torah, V'tamei Rosh Nizro. Right? And he will, that if a nazir becomes tamei, his count is over, he's got to restart over again. And it says, V'tamei Rosh Nizro. Right? V'tahar Shenitma Hakasav Medaber. The Torah is talking about a nazir who was tahar, who became tamei. Shutan Havaras Seir. He requires a shave on day 7.
For the
tumah. So far so good? V'abaras Siporin. And he has to bring birds, which is part of his process when a nazir tahar becomes tamei. V'lifter es ha-nazir bekever. This is unlike a nazir in a cemetery. Shein tan hadvar seir, who does not require a shave. V'abaras Siporin. Or bringing birds. In other words, we have sort of answered Rav Ashi's question. Rashi wanted to know, what's the story with a guy who declares Naziris in a cemetery? The answer is, does he have to take a shave on day 7? No! Only a real Nazir who got Tomei has to do that. Not this guy. Right? Now the Gemara says, well, lo dvarim kal v'chomer. It's a kal v'chomer. Ma tor shenitma, a tor person that became Tomei. Ton havaseyar v'vasiporin. Right? So Misha Yatame Bitchila Enodin Sheitar Havar Sarah Basiparin, all the more so that this fellow should require a shave. Why doesn't he? The answer is because the Pasuk said otherwise. Talmud Lama Batame Rosha Nizro. Misha Haya Tar Vinitma Kasabidaber. Right? Sheitan Havar Sarah Favar Siparin Futters and Azabakever, Shmamina, we have proven it. That means he was Tomei in the cemetery. What?
In the
Jewish
collect this point
Tomei? He was in the cemetery.
Oh, because of the cemetery.
Right, he declared Tomei in a cemetery. So all the more so he should require a shave. Does that make sense? Why not? You know why not? Torah said not. So we've answered Ravashi's question. Okay, new topic.
Thank you.
Mantana Hadutana Rabbanan. Who said the following? Ain bein Tomei Shenazar. There's no difference between a Tomei person who declares Naziris, Lenazir Tahar Shenitma, to a regular guy, a Tahar Nazir, who happened to become Tomei, Ella Shetamei Shenazar. We had this yesterday. If you're Tomei and you declare Naziris, Shvi Shelo Olo Menaminyan, day 7 counts as day 1, right? For Nazir Tahar Shenitma, Ain Shvi Shelo Olo Menaminyan. Whereas, if you're Tomei, if you're Tahar, and you become Tomei, you have to wait till day 8. Who said that? Amar of Chista, Rebbe he. It's the opinion of Rebbe. The Amar Rebbe, Ein Naziris Tahira Chala Ella Ad Shmini. It must be Rebbe who said that Naziris of Tahira doesn't begin till day 8. Why? Why must it be Rebbe? Well, what Rebbe? We never had Rebbe. So we're going to have him in a minute. There are going to be actually 4 Tanayim now. Okay? That's Rabbi's Tana number 1. Dei Tema, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, he. If you want to tell me it's Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, another Tana. The Omar Ha'amar, he said, Naziris Tuma, Naziris Tahira, Naziris Tahira, Mishvihu Dechaila. It counts on day 7 already. Right?
What counts on day 7?
You're Naziris, you're recounting already on day 7. Nah, we didn't say that. How could that be? It can't be him. It must be Rebbe. My Rebbe. All right, Rebbe Huda. Where these people come from? What's going on? The Tanya, there's a Brisa. It says, yeah. This is talking about a Nazir who was Tomei. He's becoming Tahar from becoming Tomei. He was in Nazir, he got Tomei, and now he's getting out of it. So it says, V'kidesh es rosho b'yom hahu. Right? And he takes a shave b'yom hahu on that day. What day? B'yom habas karbonosav. On the day he brings his karbonos, which is day 8. Day 8. You can't bring your karbonos on day 7. Divrei Rebbe. That's exactly. That's Rebbe. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, no, B'yom Tagalacho, on the day you shave, which is day 7. V'hadit Nan, and that which we learned, Nazir Shenitma. Listen to this. V'hadit Nan, and we learned, Nazir Shenitma, if a Nazir became Tamei, Tumos Harvei, many Tumos, Eino maybe Elva Carbon Echad. You only bring one carbon. Why do you only bring one carbon? Right? Mantana, who's the Tana who said that? What's going on with only bringing one carbon? Well, let's say a Nazir becomes Tamei. And he has to count 7 days. And at the end of the 7 days, he has to bring a carbon. So he's counting day 1, day 2. He becomes Tamei again. They start over again. Day 1, day 2, day 3, he becomes Tamei again. Start over again. When all this is over, how many?
One carbon.
For all of it.
Right.
One carbon for all the tumah. Right? So it says over here.
He hasn't restarted counting.
What? I'm telling you, he started over, but he went to a cemetery again. about dead body fell on top of him again. So he keeps on starting over from number one. When all that's done, whenever he goes 7 clean days without tumah, how many does he bring? One. What?
He had no other chance to bring these carbons.
Right. So isn't that obvious? Did you only bring one? Isn't that obvious you only bring one? What are you telling me over here? Nazir shenit bat tumas harbe, ain't maybe elba carbon echad, mantana. What do you mean, who said that? Who doesn't say that? Right? What's the case? So, Amar of Chista, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar who said, Naziras Tahira Mishvi Chalya. A Naziras who's Tomei, who becomes Tahar, can already start counting on day 7.
Naziras.
Naziras. Can he bring a carbon yet? No. He can't bring carbon until the 8th day. Ah. Mishkachas La, Kigon Shinitma Bishvi, he became Tomei on day 7. And again, he came to me again a week later on day 7. Can skip the parentheses. Kivin de lo yatsa shahar u'yu lahavi carbon. Since you could never bring the carbon yet. Even though I'm tar already, and I'm starting over, I came to me again on day 7. Eda maybe elba carbon echad. You still have to bring only one carbon. Right?
That's all if you're talking on day 7.
What?
That's all if you become tummy again.
Correct. De tamer rebbe he, because if that would be rebbe, it's still one long tumma. Why? Because according to Rebbe, nothing starts till day 8. So that's not a chiddush at all. So it must be Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. V'i v'nidma b'shmini. What if he became tumma on day 8? V'chazar v'nidma b'shmini. And he became tumma on day 8 again. Hare yatsa shah ruy lavi carbon. There was a time when you were able to bring the carbon. Right? And therefore what? And therefore it must be Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, this story here. Can't be Rebbe.
Why bring only one carbon?
What?
Why? You should have to bring every day, every time.
Why?
Because on the 8th day he had one.
No, on the 8th day in the Hanami.
So why is it one day?
No, that was a separate statement.
What?
If he did it by Shmini, right?
No, he's saying that he has one day. The 8th day, he says.
Yeah.
That 8th day gives him an opportunity to go ahead to the galach and bring a carbon.
Right.
Okay. So it's really not one long.
Correct. Yeah. That's what he just said.
So he doesn't.
Correct. But what about day 7?
Day 7.
What about day 7?
He's still going.
How many carbonas do you bring? How many carbonas do you bring?
One.
It depends who you hold like.
So that's
no, everyone holds one. Everyone holds one. The difference is, if you hold like Rebbe, there's no chiddush in that.
No, but you have to be multiple then.
No, not on day 7. If you hold like Rebbe, there's no chiddush in that. Why? Because Rebbe says nothing happens till day 8. So you tell me a big chiddush on day 7? Of course. According to Yosef Yehuda, I would have thought, well, on day 7 you can start counting day 1, so perhaps you have to count, perhaps you bring more than one. No, it comes along the price, and no, you only bring one. That's a chiddush. I didn't know that. What about day 8? Of course day 8 you're going to bring more than one. Why? You can bring the carbon already.
So, first thing in the morning, I have to work.
Yeah, because once it's called Roy. Now we're going to ask, what about the night before? Where it's already the 8th day, but you can't bring carbon at night. The 8th day of Eve, right?
Yeah.
Let's say Tuesday is day 8. So what about Monday night? It's already day 8. In Halach, it's called day 8.
Monday morning is
tonight. Well, there's no, you can't bring carbon tonight. Right. So is that called Roy or not?
No.
On the one hand, it's day 8, on the other hand, you can't bring carbon. So we'll see in a minute about that.
You can't bring a carbon at 640 carbon only.
What?
You can't bring a carbon permit. It's light, but it's not, you can't bring carbon yet.
So you know the answer to that question. You know the answer to that question. What do you mean, what? Is that Roy? The answer is no. So it's only Roy when you can bring the carbon. So 5 minutes later, it's Roy, right? My time, right? My time. You knew the answer to that question. My time at the Rebbe. What's the reason for Rebbe? Damar Kral, I'll tell you the reason. It says, Zechipar Alav, Mashach, Kash, Mashach, Chata, Al HaNefesh. Right? The pasuk, v'ader it says v'kidesh es rosho, and then it says v'kidesh es rosho, right? And it says payom ahu means day 8. Rabbi Yehuda, Im Kain Lemakra Fakidish Esrosho. It should have said Fakidish Esrosho. Bayomahu Lamali. Why does it say Bayomahu? Like what other day are we talking about? So put it to the seventh day. That what? That you can start your Naziris counting on day seven. Even though in a Chanami you can't bring carbon until day eight. Okay? Rabbi Nami Yaksir Bayomahu. Yeah, you start counting. Remember we said before that if you're a Tar Nazir,
right,
and then you become Tameh,
right,
you have to count 7 days,
right,
and then you have to bring Karbanos.
Right.
On day seven, you can count day one already,
right,
even though you're not going to bring Karbanos till tomorrow. Right. Who said that? Rabbi Yosef Yehuda said that.
Yeah.
Rabbi said no way. Why? Because they go hand in hand. It's Bayomahu. So,
you start over?
You start over. If you tell me, you start over. We're going to have tomorrow, and then on Shabbat, maybe I forgot when, that Friday, whatever, that somebody was another 7 years. She became Tommy. She had to do another, on the last day, she had to do another 7 years. Right? Yeah. Rabbi Nani Atsi Bayomahu. Rabbi also says Bayomahu. Amalach Rabbi, Hahu Lach Yudasa. That comes to teach me another thing. Lomalacha Afal Pishol Hevi Karbonosaf. Even though you didn't bring your Karbonos. Very good. Now, Rav Chista, my duchke the upid Rav Yosef Yehuda. Why did Rav Chista have to be forced to explain the Braitha only according to Rav Yosef Yehuda? He couldn't say it's Rebbe. Why? Because if it were Rebbe, it was obvious. Right? Obviously, since you can't bring Karbonos till day 8, anytime you become Tummy on day 7, of course it's one long Tummah. And you only bring one carbon. Why couldn't it? I'll find you a way how it is a Chiddush. You know why? Look, make it go. Dinitma Bechazia. Dinitma Dechazia Belel Shmini. You became... Some take out the word Dechazia. Dinitma Belel Shmini. You became Tummy on the night going into day 8. Day 8 to Tuesday, you became Tummy Monday night. Now, what's the story with that? Right?
Rebbe.
1 second. How many Karbanos do you have to bring? One. Why have to bring one? Because the night is not a time to bring Karbanos. Even though it's already day 8, and you're starting in a zeros count, so what do you see? That's a Chiddush. That's a Chiddush. Why, how about that? For Rebbe, and it could be Rebbe. Now, Midalom Mukim Lach Rebbe, since Rav Chista didn't say that, Lema Kasavar Leila La Mechusar's Manu. Maybe Rav Chista holds that the night is not Mechusar's Man. He has such a fart? Right? That the night is not Mechusar's Man. What does it mean the night is not Mechusar's Man?
That
it's Roy. What? Yeah, it's not Roy. Right?
Well, but that's basically what he's saying.
Say that Eve does not belong to that.
It's
day.
Not Roy, but it's not Mechusar's Man.
Yeah.
You can't bring Karbanos at night.
That's
a side halacha. It's halacha and Hilchas Karbanos.
It would work, except in the technicality.
It's a technicality.
Right.
You happens to be, you can't bring Karbanos at night. But if you could bring Karbanos at night, you could.
Right.
So therefore what? That has nothing to do with the Zeris.
Right.
That's why Rav Chista didn't want to hold like Rebbe. We could have said the Chiddush to Rebbe. What's the Chiddush? What happened at night? That's not a Chiddush. Why? Because at night ain't a chanami. That would be a new count, and you bring in a second carbon, another carbon. Why can't you bring carbonos at night? Because the Beis Hamikdash doesn't let. A whole separate reason. Amar v'ad barava haba hatalia. The truth is they go hand in hand. E amrit leila mechusar zman. If you tell me night is a problem, emas mitzi l'rabbanon. L'tafra. When can you bring Karbanos? Only in the morning. Mezirus nami lo chayel ad tafra. So Mezirus doesn't start till the morning. V'i amrit leila ena mechusar zman. And if you want to tell me that light is not a problem, what's a problem? It's a technical problem in the Beis Hamikdash. Then ena mechusar zman. So Mezirus tahira chayla midaraita. Then Mezirus what?
Mayorta.
I'm sorry, Mayorta. The Ziris Tahira, Chayla Mayorta. The Ziris will be Chal at night, right? So the reason why Rav Chista didn't want to say the Mishnah goes according to Rebbe, the Braitha doesn't go according to Rebbe, because there's no possibility that it could be Rebbe. Right? no matter, even if your whole Lila is Mechusas Man, it can't be Rebbe. So therefore, it can't be Rebbe at all. Okay. Now, Gufa. We learned a minute ago, the whole talk here, the word Gufa. Some take out the word Gufa. Okay. Nitma Bishvi, V'chazav Nitma Bishvi, Eina maybe Elva Karban Echad. Right? That's what the Brisa said. You don't say Gufa on a Brisa. That's why some take out the word Gufa. Yeah. What? Interesting. No, you don't say Gufa on a Brisa.
That was a Mishnah.
No, Gufa is not a Mishnah. Gufa is a statement that we said before. Right? So you don't say.
On something he said.
Right. Okay, whatever. They would say Tanya, Tana Rabbanon, these kinds of words. Anyway, it says Gufa. Okay. Nima b'shvi, v'chazav v'nima b'shvi, in the elbow carbon echad. You only bring one carbon. Why do you only bring one carbon? Because it's one long zeros. One long tumah, I mean. One long tumah. On day 14, right. One long tumah. Nima b'shmini, v'chazav v'nima b'shmini, maybe carbon alkal echad v'echad. Umaskil umone miyad divrei Rebbe Eliezer. And Rebbe Eliezer says, you begin counting immediately. What does that mean?
At the end of the seventh day, you start counting.
Right, because if you go back to the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer had a very funny sheet in the Mishnah, Gesundheit. Rabbi Eliezer said something to the effect of that if you become Tomei, if you're a Nazir, you become Tomei, you have to count 7 days, right? But somehow he said, we start counting the Naziris, recounts in a 1 or 2 days later. Very cryptic statement. So it does the same thing over here. I'm not sure what he means by that. V'chachamim omrim, karban echad al hakol. Carbon echad al hakol ad chiyavi chataso. It's one carbon until you bring the carbon chatos. Hey, viu chataso. Yeah. Yes. Carbon echad al hakol ad chiyavi chataso. Ad chiyavi chataso. Yeah. Have you chataso v'nitma? Have you chataso v'nitma? Maybe carbon al kolechad rechad.
That's
right. No, I'll tell you why it's not Pashas. Because there are three Karbanos. Chatos, Asham, and Ola. So he's only focusing on the Chatos. Hey, Viyu Chatoso. Let's say you brought the Karban Chatos. But Vloy Viyu Ashamo. But you didn't bring the Karban Asham yet. Right? Vloy Viyu Ashamo.
Mone.
What?
Mone.
Mone. Right? What? You start counting again. In other words,
it's not complete.
It's what? No, just opposite. You.
He doesn't bring the yashim for that. Wait till the next day.
Exactly.
Right.
What?
Right.
Exactly. It starts.
Right. It starts because
you brought the chatas. The Rishol ben Ob Shab Yochanan ben Broka Omer Kishem Shechatasa Uikavto. Just like the chatas prevents you from recounting. Kachasham Amachmos. So does the Rosh Hashanah also. Now Bishlam Alor Belazar Amarkra Vekidush Es Rosho Biyom Hahu Afal Pishol Hevi Karbonosav. Rabbanan Hahu Afal Pishol Hevi Hashamo. Right. El Rabbi Shmuel, Hahu Lamali. Why does Rabbi Shmuel say the word Hahu? Anyway, you have to bring all the Karbanos according to Rabbi Shmuel. According to the other two, you don't have to bring them all. How come according to, what does it mean? Amalacha Hahu, Afal Bishol, Hevi Ola. So, yeah, you didn't, because you didn't bring the Ola.
So you
bring
the Hattas and the Yashim, you didn't bring the Ola.
Exactly.
Why?
What?
What's the difference?
The Rabbanan Ola, Lo, Boy, Miuta. The Rabbanan saying Ola doesn't need a Miut. Daron Ba'almahu. It's just a present. It's nothing else more than a present.
So it really isn't part of the
exactly. Okay? My Tamayo de Rabbanon. What's the reason for the Rabbanon that... What?
That
the Ashram doesn't stop you. No, that was the Rechon and Broca. The Rabbanon now. There's three sheetahs here. The Tanya says, V'hizir Lashem es Yimei Nizro V'hevi Keves ben Shnaso L'Ashram. Matamad Lomar, why is the Torah saying that? Lafisha Matsinu Shekal Ashamas Batushaba Torah. Shehain Ma'akvin. Every Asham in the Torah is Ma'akev. Yachal Avzu Ma'akvo. I would think this also is Ma'akev. Tamad Lomar, Vihizir Vihavi. Afal Pi Shalohavi, Hizir. Even though you didn't bring it, you can still start counting in Aziris. So what do you see? That Asham is not Ma'akev. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho ben Yochanan ben Broka Omar v'hizir v'hevi Amos ha'hizir When can you start counting your zeros again? Bisman Shehevi. After you brought it. Meaning everything is ma'akev. So you have machlokes about that. Okay? Told you, it's not an easy daf today. Alright, we'll stop here. We're done. We'll stop here. What? How much more do you want to go? Everybody have a very good day.